Part 19, Chapter 4. Johnny regarded the envelope. It was the paper cover used to package anti-heat shields. The only writing on it was "Awful Secret." He held it up to the light, darkening now as the storm drew nearer. It had no explosive in it that he could detect. He ripped it open. Ah, it was Kerr's writing, all right. The semi-literate curved hooks and loops might not spell correctly, but they spelled Kerr's idea of a cyclo-alphabet. He opened it up all the way to read it. It said,
"Awful secret to you-know-who. As you know, personal letters are forbidden by company policy, and if I was caught writing and sending one, it would cost me 3 months' pay. Ha ha. But you said before you left I should write you if a certain thing happened and give it to a pilot like you-know-who to bring to you fast. So no names, as names is out security. But it is going to happen, so I am writing you even if the company docks me 3 months' pay. Notice this handwriting is disguised too. Yesterday that flunked-out ex-pilot Knothead Lars, the one who thought he was the world's greatest combat acrobatic pilot, from talking to a party I won't mention because of out security. Security, get it? And broke his silly neck and got promoted to assistant to you-know-who, no names. Come down and ask all the cyclos they got in stir to fix up the breathe gas pumps and ventilators in you-know-who's old office. Well, they won't cooperate, as I knew and you knew they wouldn't. They believe, and I am sure they are drilling straight in, that you-know-who killed old you-know-who by murder. Another one that was murdered afterward had figured it out and told them just before the semi-annual firing, and then he got missing down the shaft. So they believe it. They ain't going to do a thing for you-know-who or have anything to do with you-know-who's old quarters because the cyclos are sure you-know-who would blow them up. So anyway, the breathe gas pumps and circulators in that section are all blown to bits, as we both know, and before anybody can go work in there without a mask, they have to be fixed. But they are broke. So this crazy idiot, the universe's greatest combat pilot that never was in combat and broke his neck and we couldn't train, come over to see me, and I said, yes, I could fix up the offices of you-know-who, but I would need certain parts, maybe even from other mine sites, because the breathe gas pump is so broke. And he said, it was a council order, and he could make sure I got what I needed. So I am drawing up a very fancy repair design that needs lots of parts, and I am delaying as long as I can. They said you-know-who on the council said it was secret and urgent, and they are going to ride me to get it done and pay me extra pay. Ha ha. So I'm stalling, and like you said, you better get over here, as I told them I needed assistance. But don't use your name as anything to do with you-know-who, and you-know-who is poison gas in the drift. So there, you know now, and I have about wore my paw out writing this and my ears out listening to how rushed it is. But I will delay and look for unnecessary parts as long as I can for the breathe gas circulator that sure was broke and is now even more broke. Ha ha. This personal letter could cost me 3 months' pay. Ha ha. So you owe me if I'm caught at it. Ha ha. You know who. Addition, claw this letter up so it don't cost me 3 months' pay or my furry neck. No, ha-ha.
Johnny read the letter again and then, as required, tore it into bits.
When was this given to you?
He asked Stormalong.
Yesterday morning. I had to trace you.
Johnny looked out across the lake. The storm was huge now, towering with black turmoil. It was almost upon them. Johnny pushed Stormalong onto the tri-wheeler and started it up. Without another word, he tore across the savannah to the mine site. The growl of thunder sounded, and the first stinging slashes of rain lanced the air. Johnny knew he had to get to America now, at once.